K-culture's influence is growing bigger by the day. I'm DJ Sander, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-pop Connection. It's Wednesday, January 14, and we just heard Pat Bingsu by Billy. I know it's really cold right now, but I kind of crave bingsu. I like it when you eat ice cream when it's cold because it doesn't melt, you know? Anyway, I didn't think I'd live to see the day I could say 선배 to a non-Korean speaker without having to explain that it's a person that's not necessarily older than you but has more seniority or experience, blah, 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 blah. Now I can just say, look it up in the dictionary. Woo! That's because the Oxford English Dictionary has just expanded its vocabulary, and 선배 was one of the 8 Korean words that was recently added. The new entries range from food to daily life, 라면, 빙수, which is Korean shaved ice, and 불고기, which is Korean barbecue, to cultural staples like 찜질방, 해녀, and even 선배. There's also 아줌마, the word that all Koreans know, but no one really likes to be called that, right? And also we have office towel, which I think is very useful, a very Korean solution to the question, do I live here or do I work here? The answer, of course, is yes to both. FYI, TMI, I live in an office towel too, and the walls are quite thin. Ah, 짜증나. Anyway, this marks the second year in a row Korean words have been added. Last year brought us 떡볶이 and 달고나. And in 2021 alone, a remarkable 26 Korean terms made the cut. And once a word enters the Oxford English Dictionary, you know what happens? It never leaves. Even if trends fade, as one Oxford linguist put it, this means Korean isn't just popular right now, it's permanent. Or to put it simply, English has learned to say 라면, the Korean way, and there's no going back. I'm so glad about that. You know, sometimes it really frustrates me. I'll be very honest. When people like saying, oh, 라면, 라면. I'm like, it's two different things. 라면 and 라면, it's like so different, right? Japanese 라면 doesn't taste like Korean 라면. Vice versa. Oh, 진짜. Now I can just, I think one of this song also, 선배님, 마라탕 사주세요. That actually contributed, I guess. Oh, I love hate that song. Anyway, we could listen to a song that has his word in it. This is Jewelry with 선배.
Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show.
Thanks, Brian Young. When are you coming back? Ah, 진짜. Oh, today's January 14. By the way, today's diary day in Korea, you know? Yeah, TMI. So now you know. Maybe, Brian Young, 미국에서 diary 좀 사주세요. Buy me some nice diary from the States. Anyway, now let's take a song break before we move on. We have 2 songs back to back. First of all, we have Plave with Borrow Your Night, 이 밤을 빌려 말해요, followed by IU, Never Ending Story. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks your conversation. And today, we're not going to talk about coffee or tea. We're going to talk about ramyeon. Because speaking of ramyeon, there's something that Koreans must have with ramyeon. It's an absolutely must. Do you know what it is? If you answer it, kimchi, you passed the test. Yay! And maybe kimchi isn't just a side dish that you have with ramyeon. Maybe that's why it's even being recommended by governments of other countries for its nutritional value. And that's right, kimchi has been included in the US dietary guidelines for the first time. According to guidelines recently released by the US Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture, kimchi, as well as we have this sauerkraut and kefir in USA, we call that, are minimally processed fermented foods that Americans should be eating more of. This isn't about trend chasing. US health officials say growing research on the gut microbiome is driving the shift, linking fermented foods to digestion, immunity, and long-term health. The updated guidelines also advise cutting back on ultra-processed foods and artificial additives, and notable change in tone from early editions. Kimchi, of course, has been gaining visibility in the US for years, showing up on restaurant menus and supermarket shelves far beyond Korean communities. But appearing in federal guidelines gives it a different kind of legitimacy. It moves it from well-being blocks into official nutrition advice. It may be a small line in the government document, perhaps, but it's a huge cultural moment for Korea's most famous side dish. Let's think about that as we take a song break and listen to these two songs, which is so relatable. The first one is Norajo with Kimchi, followed by Red Velvet, Red Flavor, by Gamat. Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys. We're always tuning in to which songs you'd like to listen to next. We're going to read out your messages and blast out your requested songs. Stick with us as we will send out a prize to a winner. The winner will be announced right before we close the show, and you can always check back to see if you've won on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. The winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. Remember, we closely keep track of our message board, Instagram, and KBS World Radio English Service on Facebook page for your comments and requests. So be sure to send them in. And also, if your request doesn't get played today, don't worry. We'll continue to play them throughout the week. So make sure to keep tuning in. Here's our first message from Annie in Korea, saying that, here's my song request. Life Goes On by BTS. Since it's the start of the year, I would like to start my year with a song by BTS that can inspire and encourage everyone. This song is one of the powerful songs that can connect everyone that whatever bad or good things happened in the past, life should always go on and continue. Let's stay positive and keep our goals and plans for the year. Oh, thank you so much. I needed that, you know. I don't know. How many of you are having a good start since 2026? For me, so far, not really that good, actually. It's quite rough. I have a lot of coming, worries and concern. I'm like, oh, okay. But I always tell people, for me, instead of like New Year, New Year, I like Lunar New Year. Because the first month is just like trial period. And starting from the Lunar New Year, which is going to be this upcoming February, mid-February, that's the official New Year, right? And these days, you know, I won't even lie. I'm kind of depressed because of all these, like, you know, ups and downs and changes in life. I'm already having my midlife crisis. So thank you so much, Annie, because this song is definitely going to be an encouragement for me. Because c'est la vie, life goes on, right? To anybody who is also having a rough start just like me, let us not be discouraged. Like Annie say, hope this song can be an inspiration for everybody to encourage us. And remember, there is always a first trial month here. February is a new start, so fighting! Let's listen to this song right away. This is BTS with Life Goes On. That was Life Goes On by BTS, requested by Annie in Korea. And let's continue going over some of the requests we received from our listeners. If you haven't participated yet, be sure to do so for next week. We'd love to know which songs have been stuck in your head. Moving on to the next, this is from listener Regina Mars. And the message is very simple. Superwoman by Eunice. Ah, time to talk about my age. Whenever I hear this Superwoman, the first thing that pops in my head is like, I'm not a superwoman. If you know what I'm singing, congratulations. You are super old just like me. I'm sure a lot of people know that song. It's a very famous golden classic. But yeah, we're going to play for you very soon. Moving on, a message from Farhan Sadat Biswas from the Book of Faith, saying that wishing a happy new year to KBS World Radio English Service and everyone listening. Dear DJ Sander, please play Ice Cream by Blackpink. Thanks a lot for your beautiful journey in the music world. Aw, thank you so much for your sweet words. And happy new year to you too. All right, we're going to play this song. I remember this song when it first came out. Everybody's like, oh my goodness, Selena Gomez is like collaborating with Blackpink. And now we just feel like it's nothing because Blackpink's already in Hollywood everywhere, right? Ah, yokshi, they've grown a lot. So proud of them. All right, thank you for your song request here. Let's take a song break with the song request here. The first one is Eunice with Superwoman, followed by Blackpink, Ice Cream, featuring Selena Gomez. Ice cream. Makes me want to eat ice cream, actually. That was Blackpink Ice Cream with Selena Gomez, a song request by Farhan. Thank you so much. We'll continue on with our request, and our winner will be announced right before we close the show, so stay tuned. This next message is from Case Ward from the Book Face, saying that, Happy New Year to all at KBS World Radio English Service. It was my first New Year in Jamsil, Korea. Oh, wow. I just finished my first semester as an international exchange student. Can you please play Stray Kids, Stray Kids? I saw them 4 times this year, both in London and Seoul, most recently on Christmas Day. Wishing you all good health for the new year. Okay, let me be the Korean mom thing. K! So, did you do well for your last semester? Oh, 열심히 했어? Did you get good grades? Ah, but you're just an exchange student. Just pass it. Come on, Nick. Just enjoy the experience here in Korea with all these like cultural events, concerts, and K-pop things, you know? I actually was at Jamsil last weekend at the famous mall there, connected to the tallest tower in Seoul, in Korea. And it was so amazing, you know? And I can't believe we actually saw Stray Kids 4 times. London and Seoul. Wow, that's amazing. So I guess you're a really big fan, right? Let me know, who is your favorite member? Che. For me, I think I was very surprised with 2 persons in this group. Number one, Felix, whose voice is so deep, I cannot go as deep as his voice. Very deep voice. The other one is Hyunjin. 진짜 춤 잘해. Such a good dancer. I can't believe it. Anyway, so I hope you actually have another good semester here. Are you flying back already? Update us. Let us know. All right. And enjoy your stay while it's also quite cold nowadays. Stay warm. All right. Lastly, here's a message from Song Chae-won from our message board saying that, Hi, DJ Sander. I saw Eyelid perform Not Cute Anymore on Music Bank. So I would like to request their song. Can you play Eyelid's Not Cute Anymore? Thank you. Thy will be done. So we're going to wrap up this show very soon after listening to these 2 songs. And don't forget, we're going to announce the winner very soon. So stay tuned. The first song is Stray Kids with Stray Kids, followed by Eyelid, Not Cute Anymore. Thank you so much for your song requests. And of course, it's time to announce today's winner. Today's winner is... Case Ward! Woo! Congratulations! Oh my goodness. It's so worth it going to 4, you know, Stray Kids concerts around, so... Once again, congratulations to you. Remember, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to kpop@kbs.co.kr with your gram handles, name, message board IDs, and we will send out your prize. If you can also let us know the date you want, it's going to make it much easier for us to find you and send you the prize, right? Congratulations, Kay, once again, and let us listen to two songs back-to-back and be right back. First of all, we have Juhyun from Monster X with Sting featuring Muhammad Ali, followed by I Did Push Back. That's all we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to take us out with two songs here. The first one is Rise With Fame, followed by ITZY, Tunnel Vision. Our producer is Chen Hong-kwon, our writer is Karen Choi, and I'm Alexander of UKIS. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.